A three-pointer near the end of the extra period sealed the 55-52 win for the Devil Dogs over the Bombers. Mountain Home was able to hold Morrilton in check in the early going. The Devil Dogs struggled to score, but that wasn't the case for the Bombers. Mountain Home had built up a 15-point lead early in the third quarter, but the table soon turned as Morrilton hit four threes and cut the margin to six at the end of the period. Donald Jones and Lakin Dillard led the Devil Dogs offense from there to give the team its first lead of the game with a little over a minute left of regulation. The Bombers tied the game back up at the free throw line, forcing the overtime period. Mountain Home again tied the game in the extra period on a three from Hunter Bashirs. Morrilton set up one more play as the ball went to a wide-open Xavier Wright, and he sank the go-ahead three-pointer from the left corner with 3.3 seconds remaining. Talon Benton tried to tie the game up one more time, but the shot was off the mark. David Waymire led the Bombers with 16 points. For the Devil Dogs, Jones scored 17 points, Wright had 14, and Dillard added 13. Mountain Home falls to 10-13 on the season and 5-4 in the 6A-5A-2. Morrilton keeps sole possession of first place in the district as they are now 20-6 and 9-1. The Lady Bombers did not fare any better as they fell to the Lady Devil Dogs 48-38. Morrilton had control for much of the game as post player Z Wright found her way to the basket on numerous occasions. Mountain Home did make a few comeback attempts, but the Lady Devil Dogs found a way to stave those attempts off as they went on to post the 10-point victory. The Lady Bombers were led by Hannah Pfeiffer with 23 points. Wright ended up with 24 for Morrilton. Mountain Home drops to 11-12 on the year and 4-5 in the district. The Lady Devil Dogs are now 16-9 and 4-6. Mountain Home returns to Bomber Gymnasium on Friday as they take on BB. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.